I met a secret shopper this past weekend.
Come on.
That was their real job.
Those people don't actually exist.
No. That was their real job.
You and I know they don't exist.
No, I thought it was a fake thing, too. I thought it was all pretend. And then I was like, oh, like, what do you do? And she was like, oh, I'm a secret shopper. And
no.
I was like, I stopped. I go, what?
Where did you meet them?
Well, it was a friend of a friend, and we were meeting for a drink during cocktail hour.
Okay.
All right, so it was, and I said to my girlfriend, I said afterwards, I go, you didn't tell me that she was a secret shopper.
So wait,
she's like, who cares?
So there's another witness that backed up the story. She didn't get cooler because her friend is also a secret shopper?
No,
I feel like this is a lie you would tell a stranger.
No. So actually, my friend Danielle, who this is her friend, she, back in the day, she was not a secret shopper, but she was like undercover. She worked for a secret agency where they would hire her to go work at big department stores and then rat out people that were stealing.
Okay.
So Danielle didn't think it was a big deal that this friend was a secret shopper. But I thought it was so cool because I'm like, she gets paid to go rat on people for doing their job either really well or not well at all.
Do you think that it's one of those things where they're just not hiring for those jobs anymore? Because you hear about them hiring for it, or you've been selected, of course, and it's always a scam because it is a halo job. It's the thing you want. So do you feel like this friend, who's a friend of your friend, is like the granddaughter of the first secret shopper there ever was, and that's how she got the in? Because if not, I mean, if there's a way in, I'm ready to retire.
But it was one of those moments, Raven, where I was like, how many questions can I ask before I get like intrusive?
Right.
Like, how much do you get paid? Like, you can't ask people how much they get paid.
Right. How did you get hired?
How did you get hired?
Can
how
you
did
get
you
me
do
in
this?
There? Right.
Do I have
to go to college?
Right.
Anything. Right. I mean, I want to know all of it.
I kind of stepped away and I held it back, but I was curious. As soon as I got home, I started Googling, like, how much can you get paid to be a secret shopper?
Yeah.
There's some people that just have really cool jobs, like best job ever. Back in the day, before I was in radio, I used to do a lot of focus groups.
Sure.
And they were the best. I remember I went to one focus group where I got paid $150 to eat Magnum ice cream bars and talk about it.
Wait a minute.
I remember thinking, like, life doesn't get any better than me sitting in here eating this Magnum bar where you hand me an envelope of cash of $150.
I mean, they couldn't all have been that cool, though, right? Are they doing that, the focus group, in the same room where they're also doing, like, the experimental medication where they're like, you know, take these?
No.
You could be getting the placebo, or then again, you could get a growth.
I did one for lotion. I think it was Lubriderm lotion.
Okay.
I got paid, like, I think that one was like $75.
Yep.
Yeah, I did a lot of random ones, but the minute you get in media, you don't qualify anymore.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. Unless you're prepared to lie.
But I can't lie, you know me. What is the best job you ever had?
Well, I mean, I think the jobs that are the best for me are the easiest ones, not necessarily the perks, because we get quite a few perks in these, but there's a bit of hustle to this. But when I was in high school, I managed a formal wear shop, like, you know, where you get tuxedos and suits and tailoring and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And so junior and senior year, I went to more than just my proms. I went to a couple other proms, and I had, you know, friends, obviously, to those. And I delivered the most epic photos ever by making sure that every guy that was in our group had a different tuxedo. And it was like a crazy tuxedo.
That's cool.
Something fantastic in that. And that was a fun job. Plus, you know, I could just put the clothes sign on the front door whenever I wanted to. Going to lunch. See you later.
You had cummerbunds in every color.
You know, if there was a wedding coming, typically they had an appointment. Other than that, I could be good.
1-800-330-9999. What was the best job ever? What was it? What did you have? What did you get to do and get paid for it too? What was your best job ever? 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. I met a woman this past weekend. She's a professional secret shopper.
I feel like that's fake.
That's real.
I can't even believe it.
When she said that, I was like, what? No, that's like, for real? Like, I thought that was always like a made up thing that you end up having to pay some kind of fee and then you never really get to do it. No, she does it for a living.
Like a mythological creature, like Loch Ness or Bigfoot, right?
She goes to chain restaurants and she goes to big department stores. That's like her kind of her bread and butter. And she gets paid like a full salary to do it.
I would have been interrogating her. Yeah, I don't even know how you let her out of the room.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was your best job ever?
I have the best job ever. I get paid for hanging out and drinking wine.
Where do you do that? And can I come?
I'm guessing a vineyard.
No, I'm actually a wine guy. So I bring 5 bottles of wine to your house and we hang out, and I pair them with food, and I tell about the wine, and then people have fun and drink, and then if they order, they order. If they don't, they don't.
So you just basically...
And you still get paid if they don't order?
No, I'll get paid when they order.
So that then she's just everybody drinking with strangers, order. Which is also good.
Right. We're not hosting your wine party, but that is all right.
Anna and Raven, what was the best job ever?
So I'm a barber, and I love it. I've been cutting hair for 16 years and decided to just go for my license, and it's been nonstop ever since.
What do you like the most about
it? The people. I'm not one to sit here and just cut hair. I get into a conversation with some people, and I get to hear some really interesting things. Just like Anna with the Secret Shopper, I find out some pretty cool things about other people as well.
I tell more to my hairdresser than anybody else in the world.
That's
you get
true.
Me in a chair for 2 hours, I got things to say. And I don't know why I feel like I need to confess
there.
And talk to you,
you
about it.
You feel like they're the closest to you.
Yeah.
You realize they have that same relationship with every client.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best job ever. What was it?
So I worked for this smoothie company, and it had an on-the-go, like, cart. And we got to go to all the live concerts and stuff and sell smoothies and meet all the artists.
Oh, that is dope.
That is cool.
That is dope.
Yeah.
I mean, the uniform's terrible when you're at the meet and greet with the artist for the selfie shot. But still, that's cool.
We didn't have a uniform. Oh. There was no uniform. You could wear whatever you wanted.
Oh, that makes everything so much better. It makes everything so much better. I hate uniforms so much.
And I'm leaving with 5 gallons of smoothie stuff at the end of the night. Me and my friends are getting lit on smoothies.
Anna and Raven, what was the best job ever?
So when I was 16, I worked in the produce department. And they called us watermelon girls because we would cut up the watermelon and pineapple. And all day I was able to eat fruits and vegetables. And I think it's like the healthiest I've ever been in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the name watermelon girls, though. what was your best job ever? 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. I met a secret shopper, and I wanted to ask so many questions, but I like felt funny being like, how much money do you make? Seemed inappropriate.
Right. How do you interrogate a unicorn?
Right. 1-800-330-9999. That's a cool job, but what was your best job ever? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Shopping is definitely a real thing. I've been doing it for 30 years. I've been secret shopping. I love it. But my most favorite job ever was my first job ever. I worked in a bakery. Man, that was just sweet.
Wait a minute. So 6 weeks of bakery working and then you had to get out of the bakery business?
The best job ever. They let you bring home whatever you wanted every night. So after a couple months of that, I said, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Then she gained 20 pounds and became a secret shopper.
If you restaurants, like you promised us, I will have people come to the house and like clean the rug or like do something in the house to kind of work in the house, the company. They reimburse for everything. They pay for the jobs we've done, everything.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you get into that? Like, come on. Can you will us like your pass? Like, so.
So I could text you a couple weeks if you'd like. I can do that for you if you'd like to. Absolutely.
That would be fascinating. Yeah. I would like to learn about this.
That's... See, now we get to be secret shoppers too, Raven.
Right, but don't tell anybody else.
Anna and Raven, best job ever. What was it?
I was a live-in nanny for someone who was super famous. I won't say who it is on the air because I don't want to get in trouble. But I will say that they were an athlete. I got a monthly stipend of money to spend doing things with the kids and for myself. I never had to pay for travel or really anything for like 4 years.
Wow.
That's nice.
That is a sweet deal, like being a nanny for somebody famous.
As long as the kids are good, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a kid, they can be evil. I've seen some movies.
You can't tell LeBron James his daughter is, like, not
a
nice.
Jerk.
Yeah, you can't do
LeBron,
that.
LeBron, your kid, he's a real jerk face.
Can you just tell me off the air who it is? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the best job ever?
I worked at a golf club, and they paid me 15 cents for every golf ball I recovered from the water. I got to drive the cart that looks like a Pope Mobile with a cage, and I picked up balls that the guys would drive. And I think the old guys used to aim at me and hit me, but I loved it because it was like I was in a real-life video game.
Right, it's like raining money then, right? It's all cash.
Absolutely. I always wonder what it's like to be one of those little cage golf carts when people are at the driving range and shooting at you. I get you like it. All right, that's cool.
You want to find out? Join the Marines.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your best job ever?
I was an extra in TV shows and movies. They paid me $85 a day, and I just showed up on set and did background work, and all I had to do was I'd bring a few books and read, and I got to meet famous people.
It is fun. I did that for a short period in college. I was on Law and Order. I was Hot Dog Girl. That was my rise to fame. My claim to fame. Yeah. I remember I had to pretend to eat a hot dog in the background during a murder scene. It was fantastic.
For 8 hours straight, just that hot dog in your mouth.
That's like a real part.
Well, kind of. Not really, I guess.
It's a starring role in a cholesterol commercial.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your best job ever?
Ooh, okay. So I was a color expert at a high-end paint store when I was 22 years old, and I had no idea what I was doing. And women would just like come in for help to pick colors to paint their walls, and I literally just made it up as I went. But it was really fun, and I got pretty good at it. And I do think I convinced at least 7 women to paint their living rooms red.
Do you remember that was a big deal at one point when you had the accent walls? You had, like, the one red wall.
Mm-hmm.
I had that, too.
Yeah. But I'm not even talking about an accent wall. I'm talking about 4 walls.
Oh, good. Good luck reselling that house.